I want to take these last few minutes and just say a few words. A lot of things I want to say. A lot of things. But I don't think that I'll be able to remember them all. The past 3 hours has been the Baby Bob Show, and I hope you've enjoyed the music. Maybe it wouldn't be too presumptuous of me if I were to say for the past 2.5 years it's been the Baby Bob Stewart Show on Caroline every day, 12 until 3. You know, it's not so long ago that I sat with Gordy Cruz, and we chatted about life here on the good ship Caroline. Gordy said to me, "You know, Bob, this is something that I'll remember for the rest of my life. This ship, you guys, it's been absolutely terrific being here. And I know Gordy's feelings, and for me, it's possibly a little bit more. Because Gordy was only here for a few months. And I know how much he was involved with us, and how much he felt. And for me, it's something of an era in my life. Something I'll never forget. Never thought I'd be following Gordy quite so soon. I arrived here 2.5 years ago, and it only seems like yesterday. I should say a very sincere thank you for all the letters of appreciation and the little gifts and the letters of thanks, all the kindness you've shown over those 2.5 years. Thanks also for listening to the few garbled words that I've had to say each day. I didn't find them too boring. Well, that's the last Baby Bob Show, and the time's come for me to pack the bag, hit the track, and all that kind of stuff for the very last time. And I don't suppose I'll ever have the chance to come back. It makes me very, very sad. Well, I guess in a sentimental slab at heart, I won't love this thing that I know many of you have, too, this thing we call Radio Caroline. It's not just a radio station. It's a lot more. I'll never forget the time I've spent here, the good times on the bus, and of course, the great guys that have been working with me. Fellows that have left before me. Rick Johnson. Bob Hart. Nettie Turner. Tom Lutch. Bill Hearn. Don and Carlin. Howard Now. My good friend Gordy Cruz. My old pal Jim Murphy. And I hope that we'll meet again someday, in a not too distant future. And of course, as I do the same, I hope, with my very, very good friends here, on board Caroline. Daffy Don, Jerry Cooper, Tony, crazy characters they are, Dave and Nick, who probably to you seem like serious people doing the news. But in fact, let me tell you, are a couple of very light-hearted guys. A bundle of fun to be with. Nick loves me. Remember that name when he first came on board? I said, "Good job, no, you can't go near with a thing like that." Been a lot of Mickey taking, Nick. I hope you didn't mind too much. All the success in the world to you, my newfound friend Jerry King, and a long and happy life on Caroline. It's a good place to be. To Manfred, our engineer, is a good pal, too. Didn't speak a word of English when he arrived here, and he talks it pretty fluent now, together with some words which we keep telling him he shouldn't say, but he says them all the same. They know where I live. I know what's at my home any time. I'd like also to thank you to everybody in London, to Ronan O'Reilly for the use of the transmitter. You know, he told me once that I didn't work for him, but with him. And we don't meet many buses like that. Thanks to Kevin and Jimmy over in Liverpool. And of course, thanks to you, the Caroline audience, the greatest audience in the world. I can't say enough about you. I really mean that, but you're terrific, every single one of you. Thank you for making life these past 2.5 years a very, very great pleasure. Well, I suppose it's time to spin that little old whirlpool of mine. You know, I'm going to have the glory of this thing to myself, because I've used it. it for the past 2.5 years, and now they've re-released it. According to the record company, by popular demand, so I'm going to claim some of the credit. Maybe it's a little vain of me, but, you know.